Facing the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority Board this morning, transportation advocate Pierre Matherin says he has a regret.
I wish that I would have done more to urge people to vote for countywide transportation.
Voters roundly rejected a ballot measure that would have raised the sales tax in Hillsborough by a penny in order to fund a sweeping revamp of the way people get around. It would have included light rail, amped-up bus service, road projects, and more. Matherin says he's afraid the GOP supermajority in the state legislature might pull funding from HART, thus compromising bus service.
It is my opinion that service will be cut after October 1st, 2011, maybe by 10%, and perhaps as much as 20% if the state of Florida reduces their funding. Such reductions will mean that the HART of the near future will be more like what HART used to be in 2004. Unfortunately, this will be more troubling if gas prices rise to what they were in 2007 and 2008.
Although a majority of voters rejected the sales tax increase, HART planners aren't exactly stopping dead in their tracks. They've got years of data under their belts, which were to culminate in the official adoption of a document called an alternatives analysis. The analysis makes recommendations on which transit modes should go where, and is a requirement as HART bids for federal matching funds.
The decision 2 weeks ago was not fatal to the project.
That's Jeff Booth, a lawyer specializing in transit at the D.C. firm Holland & Knight. He says with Democrats still in control of the Senate and the executive branch, funding for local transit projects won't be going anywhere. Booth says there's still time to get federal New START matching funds for the project, which is expected to cost billions and span decades, but the agency needs to figure out how it'll raise its share of the money.
You just have to be able to identify that 50% of the non-federal monies are committed in order to get into final design. So we've not lost any time when it comes to the New START program.
Some officials are leaning toward another ballot initiative in 2012, when voters have perhaps cooled off from their anti-tax rage. Today, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio said she wants to keep pushing for the sales tax increase. HART Chief Planner Mary Chevalier says another referendum is possible. But whatever happens, nailing down funding for the projects is crucial.
Well, we'll have to talk, you know, internally about what other funding measures are, sources are available, or, again, the sales tax, and talk with some of our partners about. The plan would be trying to go forward and secure some other type of funding.
After going through some of the details in the alternatives analysis and stressing the need for funding, Chevalier asks the board to support HART moving forward in developing transit alternatives for Hillsborough County.
Recognize the continuing need to address traffic and expand mobility options in Hillsborough County. Recognize the value of the investment that is made so far and that need to complete this study to the end. And then reaffirming that need to complete this alternative study, select the locally preferred alternative, and continue efforts to try to implement a starting line for light rail in the county.
The board is still eager to pursue light rail with or without the help of a sales tax increase. But today, they're hesitant to make any bold moves. Instead of wholeheartedly embracing a transit plan that has a number of unknowns left to be hashed out, they decide to tread lightly. Board member and County Commissioner Mark Sharp, a Republican who strongly supported the initiative, says too much forward motion could make it appear as though the board didn't listen to voters.
My sense is that before we go charging forward, as if we just are tone deaf to what occurred, that we would need to at least have a public conversation, begin to discuss what and why we're doing, the things that you're recommending that we do, why, how it all fits in. I would prefer far more time.
HART board member David Mechanic says voters' rejection of the referendum reflects a broader public sentiment and that the board should thus proceed with caution.
It's not just the message of local voters. I mean, there's a much broader state and national message that we need to absorb in terms of what we do going forward.
Board member Fran Davin says that at the same time, the board needs to recognize all the work and resources that have already been put into the alternatives analysis.
I would hate to think that we've put all of this money and all of this effort and study, and then we just propose to drop it. I would hope that what we would do if we need to reflect more.
Commissioner Mark Sharp says not everyone who voted down the sales tax boost is against rail, but merely against the means by which the new system would be implemented.
I've come across the sentiment that it was a good idea, but maybe we should have taken smaller steps to get there. It's a good idea, but we can't afford it now. Those are the type of things that you hear. And so, I respect that. I was prepared. I sat through a lot of meetings and task force committees discussions, and I came to the conclusion that we needed to take this step. But I'm one person. There's 1.2 million people who live in our community. So what we've got to have is a community-wide discussion in which we bring them in. And my concern really was that we were going to succeed with 52%. And I always felt that 52% would not be enough to get the community to rally around it.
But even as light rail looks to be on hold in Hillsborough County, a high-speed rail line that would connect Orlando to Tampa appears to be on track. This despite fears that the GOP might cut funding from projects like the rail line, which uses money from the federal stimulus. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.